This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We have so much stuff in the stack. I don't know that we can get to all of it today, but we are going to try. It's my life. Kansas City is adding emergency dispatchers in a push to meet national standards. We have talked a lot on this program about delays in 911 calls, right? So in May, the average wait time for a 911 call to be answered was 25 seconds. The national standard is for 90% of all calls to be answered within 15 seconds. The longest hold time, my God, for a 911 caller in May was 17 minutes, 1 second.
I want to know when these calls are happening that they're not being put on hold for an extensive period of time.
17 minutes? Can you imagine?
I've had to call 911 twice in the last probably 6 months.
Once, look at you, serial 911 caller.
Well, once because I witnessed a crime in progress, and once because, well, I had to. I won't get in the details of
it. Okay.
And I think it was like 5.5 minutes the first time, and the second time the problem dissipated before I even got to speak to dispatch. So I hung up, they called me back, and I said, never mind, it's no longer an emergency.
All right.
And that was like 8 minutes.
There are currently 47 full-time call taker positions budgeted. With the new graduates on board, 5 call taker positions remain open. 13 dispatcher jobs are currently unfulfilled, but a whole bunch of them are getting ready to start a training class, you know, that they're pushing to get people in to answer the calls. By the way, the pay has increased to around $53,000 annually.
Good, but that's still not enough considering what you're doing.
$53,000 annually.
And it is overtime.
It is a high turnover, high stress sort of job. You know right now, listening to my voice, whether or not you could do that job. It's not a gray area. You either are the type of personality that is calm under stress and focused and you can give direction, or you are not. There is no gray area with the question, can I be a 911 call taker?
And not to mention willing to talk to people on their worst day,
yes,
all day, every day.
And just handle the call. And yep. I'm not saying they don't have compassion, but I have lived next to a police scanner my entire 30-year career. Entire 30-whatever year career, right? And I cannot tell you the number of times you will hear the dispatcher say, caller states that there is a subject with a machete hanging out of his left temple. I mean, they just
calm,
handle
cool,
it.
And collected.
They
just have to
handle it.
I mean, if they lose control of their emotions, how are they going to accurately depict to responding officers what is happening and what needs to be done to mitigate that emergency?
Yeah.
From the text line, 911 call centers never allow overtime. So you're looking at $53,000 a year.
For 40 hours a week?
No, probably more often than not working 50, 60 hours a week.
Well, they can't make you work and not pay you. I think when they're saying they don't allow overtime, like when your 40 hours is up, you're done.
Well, if somebody calls in sick and your desk is going to be empty, you can't leave it.
I don't know, because this doesn't get into that.
There's also a lot of companies that do require you to work overtime without paying overtime.
Our human resources division is working diligently to bring more applicants in the door. So far with the pay increase, it has been successful. Quoting here from Kansas City Police Deputy Chief Derek McCollum. All right.
If that's your calling, please, please apply, because we please need them apply. Desperately.
Okay. Speaking of needing emergency services, a Botox treatment in a backyard shed.
Oh, God.
Has left a woman with a paralyzed face. I will give you all one guess, the state in which this happened.
At what point did the red flag start flying in this scenario?
I don't know, Sam. Probably when the guy brought the needle out of his shed in his backyard.
Was it a pre-built from Home Depot? We talking like custom made?
Your dateline is Florida. Florida. A woman experiencing facial paralysis after getting Botox discovered her doctor was practicing medicine without a license, according to investigators. Among the red flags, this makes it sound like her first red flag was paralysis. That cannot be your first red flag.
I mean, was it air conditioned in this shed?
Among the red flags.
So many questions.
The treatments happened in a backyard shed that had been retrofitted to look, quote, like a med spa. The victim told police she experienced facial paralysis after visiting the shed to get Botox injections from the 50-year-old woman named Rosa, who is not a medical licensed person in any way, shape, or form.
And I would assume she has zero facial features whatsoever. By features, I mean she cannot smile. She looks surprised all the time. She can barely blink. And chewing is difficult.
After she was confronted about the victim's injuries, Rosa refunded the $325, but after the paralysis persisted, Rosa had the victim return to inject her again to, quote, reverse the effects. Look.
Oh, God.
Sam, we do not victim blame on this program.
There's dumb, and then there's
her face is paralyzed. You got your injections in a shed in a woman's backyard named Rosa, sweet Rosa. And then you went back because she said the injection, if you did it again, would reverse the paralysis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, from the text line, no, this isn't my shed. It's my stabbing cabin. Well, let's get this.
Listen to this. Still experiencing paralysis, the victim requested to see Rosa's medical license, which she never produced. Instead, she provided an altered certificate of phlebotomy. In parentheses, this story says drawing blood for tests. Thank you. And the victim told detectives when she contacted that agency, she learned that Rosa's phlebotomy license had expired in February. The woman had previously been, quote, a doctor in the Dominican Republic. I don't know what to say. Rosa's been charged. Do not get your Botox in someone's backyard in a shed. And guess what? You also don't want to get your butt injections out of the back of someone's van, because that has led to deaths.
Well, if we're talking about butt injections, there's another story in the New York Post this week.
I know.
Where if you get liposuction and then they put the put that fat into your buttocks, otherwise known as the Brazilian butt lift.
There's an odor. Apparently there's some smell.
There are doctors out there who put a little bit too much in there at their patient's request. And when the blood vessels cannot reach the extent of that fat, it literally dies. It's called fat necrosis.
Okay.
And you may be thinking, it's no big deal. It's in my butt.
No, it's a big deal.
It's not a big deal. You're not going to be able to smell
like
it.
A dead body.
Nope. You can certainly smell it. It oozes through the pores.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank so you may that. Look great, but they're not going to want to be around you because you stink.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. We might make this a topic when we come back. It's been I don't know if we've ever talked about baldness on this program, but we're going to. Scientists say they may have accidentally found a way to reverse hair loss without drugs. New research is suggesting a very simple cure to, quote, male pattern baldness. And I'm going to give you a hint. It is something every single person listening has in their kitchen. Everybody. Every single person listening has this in their kitchen in one form or another.
Healthy food?
No. Mm. We'll tell you what it is straight ahead on Dana and Parks, 913-586-7798. Back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so listen to this. I do not have baldness in my family, but I have many people close to me who happen to be bald. And scientists may have accidentally found a way to reverse hair loss without drugs. New research suggests the cure to male pattern baldness.
Classic horseshoe pattern.
Might be sugar. Some nice little seedlings here. The team stimulated testosterone-based balding in mice and then treated the mice with sugar, which stimulated blood vessel formation and ultimately caused hair regrowth.
Are we talking like sugar in our diet or are we rubbing sugar on our heads?
Do not go home and rub sugar on your head, but if you do, please send a video.
Okay.
Researchers say the sugar treatment in mice was just as effective as minoxidil, the active ingredient in Rogaine. And the sugar is called, Sam, look this up, deoxyribose sugar.
Mm, common spelling.
D-E-O-X-Y-R-I-B-O-S-E sugar. What is that?
Deoxyribose sugar is a 5-carbon sugar, specifically a pentose, which would be 5-carbon sugar.
Well, what is it? It's diabolical sugar.
It forms the backbone of DNA.
Hereditary pattern baldness affects roughly 40% of people. And no, it is not exclusive to men. We all know women who've battled hair loss, right?
It alternates between phosphate groups and nitrogen bases.
Doesn't help me. While the average person loses about 100 hairs per day, listen to this. The average person loses 100 hairs a day. Individuals suffering from hereditary pattern baldness lose even more, sometimes entire chunks at a time, and that can begin in your 20s, 30s, or after menopause in women. Perhaps most shockingly, The idea that the baldness gene comes from the mother's side is actually false. I have always been told baldness passes down from the mom's side of the tree.
I have too.
Nope. Hereditary pattern baldness is dependent on genetic factors from both parents.
Oh, I'm doomed.
So it is one specific type of sugar, that D word sugar. Our bodies
deoxyribose.
Naturally produce that substance, and it does play a key role in DNA stability and replication.
So I found what foods you can consume to get deoxyribose.
Thank you. What is it?
All foods derived from any living organism, a.k.a.
cows.
All food.
Well, Triscuits are not derived from a living organism.
Well, they were at one point.
Male pattern baldness is such a common condition affecting men all over the world, but the moment there are only two FDA-licensed drugs to treat it, there's still only two drugs. Can you believe that? Our research suggests that the answer to treating hair loss might be as simple as using a naturally occurring sugar to boost the blood supply to the hair follicles to encourage hair growth. Interestingly, as with most studies, this 8-year-long study did not start as an attempt to cure hair loss. The team was originally studying mice to understand if and how sugar could help heal wounds by encouraging new blood vessels to form.
Now, this is not saying to go home and just start pounding sugary foods.
No,
this is
that
not
is
your
not
table
what we're
sugar.
Saying.
This is not granulated sugar. This is
naturally occurring sugar. But this is funny, Sam. They were trying to study mice and wounds. And so one can imagine they shaved the hair off the mice, right?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the hair. Do some wound treatment. Let's see if sugar helps. And then accidentally, the hair started to grow back.
Hmm.
Oh my God, I love science. The naturally occurring sugar, by the way, according to the author of the paper, is inexpensive and stable.
I've also always heard that zinc will help with hair growth.
It is deliverable in several forms, quote, making it an attractive candidate for further research. All right, speaking of sugar, we teased this story earlier. Here it is. How much would you pay for a piece of cake from Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Is it Queen Elizabeth's wedding?
Yeah, Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
Oh, okay.
The wedding cake was from 1947. It has been sold after being hidden in a drawer for decades, and the new owner, quote, intends to eat it.
How did they keep the mice and the bugs away from it?
The 78-year-old slither of alcohol-laced fruitcake.
There we go. Okay.
Was one of 2,000 from the 1947 wedding and has been languishing in a drawer ever since.
They were down in boozy cake at a prominent wedding in 1947?
Yep, at the reception at the Buckingham Palace. Measuring 4 inches by 3 inches, the piece of cake was never eaten and instead passed down to a chief petty officer's son. You want to guess what some ding-a-ling paid for this?
Let's see. $150,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I read 80,000 in British money, in pounds.
Ridiculous.
So what is that? I mean, it's a lot of money. The 64-year-old who bid on it also owns a piece of Charles and Diana's wedding cake and says he will have the cake flambéed in rum before he consumes it.
Flambéed. 80,000 pounds is just under $110,000.
My God.
This person is crazy.
No, people are interested in the British family and all things British.
As Scott always says, a fool and their money
are easily parted.
That is the dumbest way to spend $100,000.
Yeah. It's because of the crown. People started watching the crown and they can't get enough of the royal family.
Well, now, but the guy who bought the cake is from the UK, right? So he has a better tie to the family. It's not like Billy Bob from Louisiana bought the cake.
I don't think most people have any tie whatsoever to the British family. Just because, like, I've actually asked my British friends, have you ever seen the Queen? And they're like, no. Like, maybe once the motorcade was driving by.
It's like asking you,
have you ever seen the president? Well, like, once when he gave a speech at the VFW here 20 years ago.
Do you think that we as Americans are more infatuated with royal life than
Brits? Oh, yeah.
I think Brits are like, God, leave it alone. I'm just trying to live my life.
You know why? Because they pay for it.
Yeah.
And we escaped it.
Right.
Right? 913-586-7798. We're back after this.
The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this was not in my stack because I just assumed Scott is so soccer crazy that you guys would have talked about it when I was out for my little procedure earlier in the week. But did you all hear that Ted Lasso is going to be filming season four here?
We have heard rumors. There was a talent company that was looking for extras in the Kansas City area. But I do believe that over the weekend, we got some sort of confirmation that the filming will take place in Blue Springs.
I think there's one other city as well, and I'm trying to remember. So we're trying to get Carrie to call in here. You know, she's really, if we're going to be honest, she's sort of like the fifth. She's like the fifth Beatle. Like, that woman provides more content for this show. Number one, because she's always traveling globally to places I can't find on a map, and weird things happen to her when she travels. But she called me this morning and said there is a casting call tomorrow.
Oh.
And she's going.
Okay.
Because for any show, they have to fill the stands with extras.
Yeah.
You know, if there's like a shot of them, you know, watching a practice, you've got to have a couple thousand people sitting in the stands.
Do you get to meet Hannah Waddingham?
I have tried. You know how much I love Hannah. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, I'm not sure I can guarantee her safety if she comes anywhere near the studio.
You cannot contain yourself.
I just love that woman. So yeah, I'm sure she'll be here. Probably not all the time. And Sudeikis is only going to be in it some, like a cameo here and there, right? Or is he coming back?
Based on the conversation they had on the New Heights podcast, which of course they were very vague.
Yeah, he was on Jason Sudeikis was on New Heights with Travis and
a couple of months ago.
That
yeah,
was crazy.
That's when it dropped that there was going to be a season four, and there was some mention of coaching a women's soccer team.
Right.
Funny enough, we have a women's soccer team here now.
I know
City,
it,
and they're awesome.
So
Blue Springs and Lee Summit, by the way.
I knew there was another city. I just didn't want to misspeak. Blue Springs and Lee Summit, and I guess the casting call is tomorrow. So we would entertain those calls maybe in the 5 o'clock hour if you are going to that casting call.
Yeah, I just wonder, obviously, we don't know anything of the plot yet, but Is it going to be back and forth between the UK and here? Is it going to follow Coach Lasso? Because
This is what they're looking for before everyone gets excited. You mentioned Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah,
okay,
she's not going to be here.
Just listen.
I bet
the casting call is specifically for stand-ins to match the silhouettes of main cast members.
Oh,
so let's say Dana wanted to go and be a stand-in. That's not happening
right
on any level. I'm 5'1".
Who could I be a stand-in for?
Nobody.
Mm, yeah, my hair is too blonde and too curly.
No, nobody. But they're going to need a stand-in for Beard. They're going to need a stand-in for Hannah. Okay,
I could start growing my beard right now.
They are also looking for background actors to portray various roles, like grocery store shoppers.
Oh, I can do that.
Pedestrians.
Oh, I have walked many times.
And, quote, restaurant patrons.
Ooh.
The casting calls have fueled speculation that much, if not all, of the show will be filmed all over town.
Okay, simmer down. Much, if not all.
No, I'm telling you, I think this is great. And you know, we have a huge, huge film community here.
It's been exploding over the last couple of years, yeah.
I don't have time to go down and do it, or I totally would. You know I would. You know who we should ask? Our resident actor next door, Alex Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
he
in that
Hallmark movie?
Cheesy Hallmark.
That's right. Well, actually, his car was in it for like a minute and a half. He was only in it for about 0.0002 seconds.
Oh, my God. I love it.
But he was still there.
All right. Speaking of lookalike, can you imagine this next story? Oh, my God. An Idaho manhunt. Horrible story for that fugitive dad accused of killing his three daughters.
This is the dad who had joint custody with his ex-wife. He was a big nature guy that spent a lot of time camping.
He's on the lam.
Apparently had requested visitation, took the girls on a camping trip, and they were found murdered.
Absolutely awful story. Like, beyond all, like, there's certain stories in this tackle, I'm like, we can't talk about it. This part of this story we will talk about. The manhunt for that waste of oxygen led to the arrest or detention of a lookalike hiker in a case of horrifying mistaken identity.
Yeah, the worst doppelganger situation you could think of. Actually, the news came out right after the Brian Koberger news broke.
Yes.
And so all eyes were on Idaho.
Right. Everyone's looking around every corner in Idaho like, we want to catch this guy because he needs to go to the electric chair. Like,
yeah.
People are wanting, this man needs to be caught, right?
And there were a couple of campers at a very popular campsite in Idaho who said, we saw the guy. He looks exactly like the dad
who's
been on the run. And so state police went out literally on a hunt, hunting this man down, and they found him.
Okay, but
he's not the guy.
I'm going to be honest, because you're right. A family was near Bear Creek when they saw the man who was the same height, roughly the same weight as Decker, had similar hair, similar beard, and tattoos on his arm and calf. Okay, like, that's a lot. The tattoos on the arm and calf, you might be like, okay. Additional tips then followed about this one guy. So they go, the U.S. Marshal Services close in. They do the deal.
He's out traveling by himself,
they
which
quote,
would also fit the description.
They, quote, interviewed the cooperative man and confirmed he was, in fact, hiking in the Bear Creek area. You know they surveilled this guy, Sam.
Oh, yeah, for a while. And he's like, I'm just trying to be one with nature.
It's not
leave me alone.
Him tracking teams. Went in and followed up on multiple reports from hikers who spotted seeing a lone hiker who appeared to be ill-prepared for the conditions, right? It wasn't, it wasn't him. By the way, they say it's possible that the actual suspect in that case has died. Can you imagine that knock on your door with U.S. Marshals, probably guns drawn?
Well, no, they closed in on him while hiking.
And legit, like, it's not you, but you look enough. Here's the other deal. I'm going to say this. If you're in Idaho and you look just like that guy, maybe this is the weekend that you sit camping and hiking out.
Like, I bet you that this guy wasn't tuned into the news and had no idea they were looking for a guy that looked just like him.
Oh,
and I
come
guarantee
on.
You he was walking down a long and lonely trail.
No.
Enjoying nature.
Here's how you would know. Every one of your friends or family members would be like, this is a little weird, but you kind of look like that guy. If you look that much like someone that you could be a stand-in for them, like in a film, you don't go hiking this week. Is that Carrie?
It is.
Put that woman on the air. What are you doing?
Hi.
So I could not answer your call this morning. I was at the laundromat. That's an entirely different story. But what? Okay. So you are going to do the casting call?
Yeah, it was an emergency when I called you.
Okay. You said it was emergent. Where are you going and what are you going to wear? And you know they're looking for people that are shopkeepers, restaurant patrons, and pedestrians. You would be a great pedestrian.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrie, well, pedestrian, actor.
How do I do that? Like, how do I make myself a good pedestrian?
Well, we're going to talk about that because you just sent me a photo and you said, what should I wear for the casting call tomorrow? And Sam, one of the photos she sent me was a Charlie Hustle KC shirt. Like, great. Love it. But is Ted Lasso filming in Kansas City because they're filming here because they just like it here? Or is part of the storyline going to actually be in Kansas City? Do you know what I mean, Sam?
I think the storyline's going to be in Kansas City. Sam,
I would agree with Carrie based on the way that, again, don't want to spoil it, but if you haven't seen it yet, that's on you. The way that season 3 ended, I guarantee you Kansas City will be prominently
featured. Okay, then, yeah. Ooh, Carrie, I think the Charlie Hustle shirt's a good idea.
I'm not going in person. I am on like a virtual call with other people.
Okay.
Like other candidates.
But you've gotten past round one.
So all I did was put my name in a website. Like, I wouldn't call that round one.
No, if I was your agent, I would say, no, you lean into that. And you say, yes, it was very fierce competition. And I immediately got a callback. We call that a callback, Carrie.
Callback. Okay, I didn't know that either. Actually, I was really bored, doom scrolling. On Instagram, and it was an ad, and I filled it out. I have no idea why.
Remember this.
It's the legit casting call. You didn't just click on a fake ad.
I don't know. It could be.
Now you have a virus and no money in your bank account, like Scott.
It could be a scam.
Carrie,
I don't know, but.
Carrie, yeah. I'm going to be honest, and I say this to everyone listening who wants to be a part of Ted Lasso. Do not dress the way you dress. You need to dress the way everyone in the world thinks people in Kansas City dress. Does that make sense?
So what?
Well,
overall?
I don't know.
That's right. You need a straw stick hanging out of your mouth. You need some overalls, can of chew in the back pocket, maybe some cowboy boots. I don't know if we'll have time.
You know, Jason Sudeikis is going to represent this town very, very well, but the casting people in Hollywood are probably people that have never been to Kansas City. And so I would not wear... Like, I would not wear, like, a Tom Ford suit or something if you're a dude on this call.
So, can we, like, vote? Can the listeners vote on what I should wear?
What are our choices?
I need suggestions.
Okay.
So, the photo that I sent you, and Sam, Dana, send the photo to Sam.
Okay.
But I went to a store that sells lots of sports gear. I won't say the name, but...
It's Charlie Hustle. I already said it.
Oh, okay. It's like a, what do you call that? Tie-dye.
It's
like
tie-dye.
Color tie-dye shirt with the KC heart on it.
Yeah.
I want to stand out. Would I ever wear that on a normal day?
I would hope not. That is loud. That is loud and proud right there.
It's loud, but like they're not going to forget me.
They're not going to forget you anyway.
Oh,
I want you to
look at you
directly at the casting director and say, I would like to be the stand-in for Hannah Waddingham. But do it with a complete straight face.
Because I look so much like her.
That's what I would do. I would be like, I'm 5'1", I'm 51, I'm brunette, I've never seen the inside of a gym, and I would like to be the stand-in for Hannah Waddingham.
And I can't sing a note.
And I have a glorious fake British accent. Ooh, do your casting call in the British.
Really?
No.
I certainly wouldn't wear that shirt.
You don't think so, Sam? Why?
No.
Oh, Sam.
She needs to stand out. She's right, Sam.
Oh, okay. I mean, you might be a pedestrian. They'll say to walk away.
So right. Okay, so Sam, what would you say I wear?
Honestly, Dana said don't dress like you would every single day. I think you should dress just like you would every single day.
Okay.
Just look like a normal person. I don't think they're trying to dramatize like some hick town idea just because the casting call folks out of L.A., maybe have their own perception of what Kansas Cityans look like. I think that for the show, they want you to look as normal as possible.
Is it too obvious to wear a Casey Current?
I almost bought a Hustle Casey shirt. Current shirt.
But I think that would be a good play.
You do? But then I was like, is that too soccer-ish? You know,
well,
like, are they going to be like, ooh, now she's a super soccer fan. We don't want her.
But everyone around here is a super Casey Current fan. Like, that's...
But I'm not.
But they don't know that.
But maybe they don't want that. Like, when I hire for sporting events that I am managing... The first thing I ask is, are you if I'm hiring for the Super Bowl, I ask, oh, are you a Chiefs fan? If the answer is yes, they are off the list.
From the text line.
Oh.
Everyone will be in a Kansas City shirt.
You're right. I thought on the Zoom, Carrie, it would be hilarious if you get into that Zoom and literally everyone's wearing a Casey Current shirt.
What if they all had the tie-dye Curly Hustle Casey shirt on?
That would be incredible.
Okay, I want you to look at that casting director, and I kind of want you to tape this and then send it to us so we can use it on the air. And I want you to say, if they say, like, who can you be for Ted Lasso? This is your only answer. I can be anyone you want me to be. That's what you say.
Okay.
Yeah, I can be anyone you want me to be. I can be a pedestrian. I can be a restaurateur. I can be a patron in a shop. I can be Jason Sudeikis' girlfriend. What do you need? I can be Hannah Waddingham stand-in. Probably not that one.
Okay. I feel like Kansas City, your listeners have the answer for me. But I have limited time. We've got I have to be on the Zoom at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. I've got two Charlie Hustle shirts you can wear if you want. And one of them is red and orange.
I'm good there.
Okay.
I just didn't know if the tie-dye was the answer, but it sounds like Sam says no.
Sam is saying no to the tie-dye.
Be normal.
All right. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, this
Thanks.
Is so fun. Love you. Bye. This is so fun. We are going to have.
I want to do it. It's just a Zoom call.
Log on and see if you can get in.
I'll check it out.
I dare you to log on wearing that tie-dye Charlie Hustle shirt.
After telling Carrie
The Zoom with Carrie, I will fall down and die laughing. Please make that happen. Please make that happen. Back with more after this. Welcome back to Dana and Parks as we head into the final hour. Quick flood update. I know you guys covered that. Just horrifying story as breaking news on Monday and into Tuesday, Sam. The death toll has risen to 120.
It continues to climb.
And continues climbing. They are starting to shift to recovery. 173 people remain missing. One of the things I read overnight... is that there was a 90-minute delay in warning those specifically near that camp, that there was a firefighter that 90 minutes prior, and there's dispatch audio of this, said, hey, we need to get warning. Can we sound the warning alarm to let the folks know downstream this is coming?
Of course they're going to pick apart every single aspect of this. It's obviously tragic and horrifying.
But there's tape of this. There's an audio of this, Sam, where they're saying, hey, we need to warn those people. And it was a bureaucracy response that I've got to check with my supervisor.
But what does that mean for all the weather warnings that went out hours before?
The warning was issued, 2 hours after the flooding had wiped everything out. And so, there are going to be questions and there should be questions. And, what can that system, what can they do better? This was an act of nature without question. One in a floodplain. They knew this was a floodplain, but you do feel bad that there's this firefighter saying, we need to warn people. And the warning came too late.
And in the middle of the night, would that have done anything? Would they have been able to
Sam,
get out?
I don't know. With cell service?
I don't understand.
We've all had these conversations around the dinner table. Like, what could have stopped this? A tornado siren warning type system would be the one thing I would say that could have alerted them.
I don't get the drive to always blame somebody. Horrifying things happen. It's unfortunate. It's devastating. It doesn't always mean there's somebody to blame.
913-586-7798. We are not going to make that a topic. When there is an update to provide, we will. Just devastating, devastating sad story out of Texas. Back with more straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.